So this week's parasha, Tom, is Vayechi. Vayechi is the last Shabbos, the last parasha of Sefer Bereshis. Sefer Bereshis, the Ramban, calls it Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation. The Gemara calls it Sefer HaYosher. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah, on a pasuk in Yeshua, where it says Aloi Huuk Suvim, the Sefer HaYosher, is that Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaYosher. And it's called Yosher because it talks about the Yesharim. The Yesharim are the Avos. The Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were called the Yesharim. The HaMikdavar, the Netziv, has a whole arichus in his introduction to Sefer Bereshis, explaining the word Yosher and the connection to the Avos. Yosher means straight. They were like the straightest of all people. They were the most Yesharim of all. And Bereshis is Sefer HaYosher. In fact, in the word Bereshis, you have Yosher Avos. Bereshis is Avos without a Vav, and Yosher, you have the word Yosher there. So we come to the conclusion of Sefer HaYosher, Sefer Bereshis, Sefer Yetzirah. Vayechi, being that it's the last Sedra of Sefer Yetzirah. So this is the Sefer of Acharis, it's the end. And it symbolizes the end of time. It's the Acharis Hayomim. In fact, it's the first parasha that talks about the Acharis Hayomim. And in fact, the word Acharis is found for the first time here, where the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov el bono vayomer he'osvu va'agido lochem eis ha'sheyikra eschem be'acharis hayomim." So in Vayechi, which is part the last sedra of Sefer Bereshis, the Acharis, the end of Sefer Bereshis, it talks to us about how Yaakov wants to reveal the Kates that's going to take place in Acharis Hayomim, which is our time. So we are privileged, our generation is privileged, that we are the generation of Acharis Hayomim, we are the generation of Ikvas the Mashiach, and our parsha is Vayechi. And Vayechi is a difficult parsha. It's a parsha that's called a parsha stuma, because it's closed. What does it mean, closed? It starts without a break. Between Vayigash and Vayechi, there's no Hefsik. Between every parasha is at least a hefsik of 9 letters. There's no hefsik. Baal Koyre has to look very carefully before he starts reading parashas Vayechi, because he can't really tell where it starts. Unlike every other parasha, that there's a break between one parasha and the other. This is called a parasha stuma. It's closed. But the emes is, only the beginning of it is closed. The end of Vayechi is not closed. The end of Vayechi is quite open, in fact. When you come to the end of Vayechi, you start Sefer Shemos. There's a major break between Vayechi, the end of Sefer Bereshis, and the beginning of Sefer Shemos. Yet we call it a parasha stuma. So on the one hand, it starts stuma, it starts closed, but it ends open. And more than that, it ends with the promise of redemption. If you look at the end of parashas Vayechi, Yosef tells his brothers, Veloi Kim, Pokoid Yifkoid Eschem, more than once. Vayashba Yosef as Bnei Yisrael Lema, Pokoid Yifkoid Elohim Eschem, Hashem will remember you and take you out of this land. And of course, those words served as the simon, the sign to know who the true Redeemer was. When Moshe Rabbeinu came, he had to use those words in order for them to believe that he was the true Redeemer. Pokoid Yifkoid, Pokoid Pokadati. So Vayechi starts off closed. It starts off with a further intensification of the Golus, because with Yaakov's passing, we go down another step. In Vayigash, they came down bodily to Mitzrayim, but all the Shvatim are alive, Yaakov is still with them. They don't even feel that they're in Golus. When you have Yaakov Avinu with you, you're in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are. But in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov passes away, at least it looks like he passes away. Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, he did not die, but it looks like he died, whatever the pshat in that is. Rashi and Tainus says that he really didn't. The Gemara and Tainus daf hey. Rashi says it was a dimion, it was an illusion. But the fact is, he was buried. The Gemara asks the question, how could you say he didn't die? He was buried, he was eulogized, v'chi b'chdu, chatu chanatayu, v'sof t'safadayu. The Gemara answers, Mazaroi Bachayim Afu Bachayim, which many understand to mean, as long as his children continued in his legacy, so it's considered like he's alive, although Rashi and the Gemara seems to indicate that he was really alive physically. That's not for now. So This parsha, Yaakov is no longer with us physically. Yosef is no longer with us physically, because Yosef, who was the greatest of all the Shvatim, who was elevated to the status of shepherd, he was a roya, he was more than just a shevet, but he was a roya, he was among the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, none of the other Shvatim were elevated to such a status. He passes away here too. So we see he's like together with the others. With Yaakov's passing in the same parasha, even though it didn't happen right away, we talk about Yosef's passing. So it's the end of an era. No more avos. Ein koyrin avos elo l'shloisha, the Gemara says in Brachas. That only three, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are called the patriarchs. And this comes to an end here. There's a closing. We find also, more than once in this parasha, that Yaakov wants to reveal, but he's prevented from revealing. He wants to reveal the end. Bikesh legalis es haketz. And in one Rashi, one Chazal, that Rashi quotes, he uses the word stima. Benistam mimenu. It was hidden from him. In another Rashi, which is in the portion of Chumash of Revi, tomorrow's portion of Chumash, we read, Bikesh Yaakov legalis es haketz. Benistalka mimenu shchina. The shchina leaves him. Before this also, when he's about to bench Menashe and Ephraim, he says, "Mi Eila, who are these?" What, he had amnesia, he had Alzheimer's, what's the question? What does that mean, Mi Eila? So Rashi says, he saw Beruach HaKadosh that Rishoyim were coming out of them, Yeravim ben Nevat from Ephraim, and Yehu ben Nimshi from Menashe. He wants to give them a bracha, V'nistalka Shechina mimenu. The Shechina leaves him. At the same time, he's having Ruach HaKodesh. He sees the future. He sees who's going to descend from these two, but yet the Shechina leaves them. He can't give them a bracha. So this is sort of, it's like a mixed parasha. On the one hand, we have the Shechina leaving Yaakov. Yaakov wants to reveal things that he can't, but he reveals a lot in this parasha, because here's where he gives his final will and testament, if you want to use those words. His final brachas, the Birchas Yaakov, which every shevet receives a bracha, and everything that's going to happen to every shevet is hinted in these brachas till the end of time. And clearly that was said with Hashras, Hashchina, with Ruach HaKodesh. Although what he really wanted to reveal, he didn't. Or at least it seems like he didn't. He wanted to reveal the end. He wanted to bring the end. He wanted to make it happen already in his lifetime. It wouldn't make sense, as we mentioned here many times in previous years, that he wanted to tell his children the great news that in Tovshin Ayin Vav, Mashiach still won't be here yet. Why would he want to tell them that? What would be the reason? Why should they know that, well, don't worry, in 3,000 years from now, everything's going to be great. Why would they want to hear that? Does that make any sense that he would want to tell them that? That certainly is not going to make them happy, because it's not going to be in their lifetime. So why would he want to tell them that? The Mepharshim grapple with this. What was the purpose? Some say he wanted to tell them when they were going to leave Mitzrayim. Even that's for another many, many years too. Then the Shvatim aren't going to live to see that either. Why would they have to know that? So there is an interpretation. Bikesh legalis es haketz means he wanted to reveal the end, means he wanted to make the end happen right now. He would have been Mashiach. He was Mashiach. There's no question. If Mashiach would have come then, it would have been him. He was the greatest neshama. He was the neshama that encompassed the neshamas of every single Jew. He was, it says, the neshama of Adam Arishan. He was the tikkun of Adam Arishan. So, Bikesh Yaakov legalei says haketz would mean he wanted to make it happen, but it didn't happen. V'nistam imenu. V'nistalka imenu shchina. So, on the one hand, he's revealing a lot. On the other hand, he is being prevented from revealing. There's a lot of concealment in this parasha. It's the parasha of Acharis. It's our generation. Our generation is a generation of sosum. It's a parasha stuma. We live in a closed generation. We do not have the greats of the past. We don't have Nevuah. We don't have those who could really tell us clearly what's happening. We're living in a state of confusion now, and a revuvia, ikvasid the Mashiach, similar to what's going on here in Parshas Vayechi. But yet, here's where the Ketz is. This is where the Torah reveals to us that Mashiach is going to come. Lo yosar shevet mi Yehuda u'mechaykek mi bein raglav ad ki yovei shiloi. Who's Shiloi? Shiloi, says Rashi, Melech HaMashiach Shehamelucha Shiloi. So this is the first time that the Torah actually tells us that there's going to be a Messiah, there's going to be a Redeemer, and that at the end he's going to come from Shevet Yehuda, Malchus Beis David. This is the bracha that Yaakov gives to Yehuda. There's going to be a Redeemer. It's going to end. I mean, the stima will come to an end. the histalkus hashchina will come to an end. The shchina will once again be revealed. There will be an opening again. There will be a psicha, like at the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, it's pasuach l'revacha. It's open. Sefer Shemais is the Sefer HaGa'ula. So it starts off closed, but it's going to end open. Our generation is now closed, but it's going to open. This revelation is coming to this generation. The same generation that's experienced the concealment and the confusion is going to be zeicha to all the good. And how are we going to make that happen? So maybe we can explain a little bit what it means, Bikesh Yaakov Legales Es HaKeitz, that he wanted to reveal the end. Because the truth is, what he wanted to do, all of us have to do. Everyone has to reveal their keitz, their nitzutz. Every person has inside of him a spark of Mashiach. The Marei Nayim, from Rav Nachum Shenobula, the Marei Nayim asks the famous, there's a contradiction. The Pasuk says, Dorach koichav mi Yaakov v'kom shevet mi Yisrael. And that Pasuk is a Parshas Bullock, that's referring to Mashiach. But then there's the Yerushalmi that says it's going on every single Jew. Every Jew is a star. Every Jew is a shevet. Every Jew. So the Marei Nayim asks, so how do you reconcile that? So he says, very simple, because every Jew has a spark of Mashiach in him. And when we reveal our inner spark, when we accomplish and do what we're supposed to do in this world, that's revealing our Mashiach, then the real Mashiach comes. If Yaakov wanted to reveal his spark, which his spark was it, because he was that neshama. He was hoping that he'd be able to do it, but he couldn't do it. Yaakov lost 33 years of his life. Yaakov was supposed to live 180 years like his father. So the pasuk says, "Vayikruvu yemei Yisrael lamus." The days of Yisrael came close to dying. And Rashi brings here that whenever it says such an expression, it means that he didn't live as long as his father. You find that by David HaMelech too. And that's the Haftorah this week. The Haftorah of Vayechi is the Haftorah of Vayikruvu Yemei David Lamus, very similar to the expression used in the parasha here, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Which is just like David didn't live as long as his father. Yishai, according to one opinion, lived 400 years. Most say it's wrong. It means 80. But then one gear says he lived 400 years. David only lived 70. Or if he lived 80, he lived 70. Yitzchak lives 180 and Yaakov lives 147. So he's 33 years minus. He lived 33 years less than his father. Why did he live 33 years less? And there are different chazal that tell us why. One is because he cursed Rachel, not knowing that it was Rachel. He just said, whoever took those trophim from Lavan, lo yichye, should not live. And it says from that, Rachel died on the road, Mesa Rachel. The word yichyeh is equal to 33. Yud ches yud hey. It's 18 plus 15 is 33. So he lost 33 years. Another drush that's brought down in Midrashim is that there were 33 words in the topic in the previous parashat Vayigash where Pare asks Yaakov, how old are you? And he tells him, I am 130 and that my life was little and bad. Ma'at v'ra'im. The lohi sigu as yimei shnei chayav. Well, he's complaining. He's complaining about his life. He says he didn't have a good life. And he didn't live as good as his predecessors did. He suffered. He did. And there are 33 words here, beginning with the pasuk that Paro asks him how old he is. It's the famous question that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked. Why is he being punished for the question that Paro asked him? Because the 33 words that there are here, because of that he loses 33 years of his life, includes the pasuk, and Paro says to Yaakov, how old are you? That's his fault? There's 8 words there. So why did he lose 33 years? He only should have lost 25. Why did he lose 25? Why is he being punished for the question? Okay, the answer, he shouldn't have answered, he shouldn't have complained. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, interestingly, he says, why did Paro ask him that question? Paro asked him the question because he looked Zahargit, and he looked like, Fakrochen, and he looked old, he looked, his wrinkle and frowning, he looked old and angry and depressed, he looked his age, and he looked like he suffered. It's like Pari says, wow, how old are you? Why, you must have gone through a lot in your life. So, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he says it, that he's being punished for looking that way. He should have walked in with a smile, happy, makabel everything, ba'ava. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, Yosef HaTzadik was like that. He had that meter. He was always happy. He was always dancing. But Yaakov suffered so much that it was noticeable on his face. So he's sort of being punished for that too. So there are 33 words there. So he loses 33 years of his life. And that's what he's trying to accomplish here. He wants to reveal the kates. He wants to be Megala. Gal is 33. Gal is equal to 33. Gal Einai. He wants to reveal the end, means he wants to bring the end. He wants Mashiach to come. He wants the Geula to be now. He wants to reveal his inner spark. And then he would have those 33 years. But he doesn't. He can't. So he loses those 33 years. It's interesting that in this parsha where it talks about Giloy HaKeitz, that's from Revi, Pasuk Aleph, Perek Mem Tes, till Perek Nun, there are 33 psukim. Exactly 33 psukim. From Vayikra Yaakov El Bonav, and he says, Hey, Osvu Vagid Olochem, Esa Sheyikra Eschem Be'achar Es Hayomim. Now, there's 33 in the Le'umaz. Bilam lived 33 years, tell us Chazal. Oisai Ha'ish lived 33 years. Oisai Ha'ish, this week, is when they celebrate his birthday, the Mashiach Sheker, the one who hijacked the concept of Mashiach and took it away from us, so claiming that they have it. And in this parasha we read about the true Mashiach. He also lived 33 years, and it wasn't coincidental. So Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal the Kates. He wants those 33 years back. But Nistalka Mimenu Shechina, the Klal Yisrael weren't ready yet for that. Now, we always read this in the month of Teves. Teves, as we today unfortunately had to fast, Asara v'Teves. Teves is the beginning of the punishment. It starts in Teves. But it's interesting that Teves, the word Teves really is Teves. Teves means good. The Shorish of the word is Tes Beis, even though it's not really a Hebrew word. But it's in Tanakh. It's one time in Megillas Esther. The Esther married Ahasuerus. On Rosh Chodesh Teves, B'chodesh Ha'asiri Hu Chodesh Teves B'shnas Sheva B'malchus Vayav HaMelech Es Esther Mikol Anoshim. In fact, Purim is in this week's parish of Elo Erev Yichalek Shalom, because right after Hanukkah, after Asar B'Teves, we start getting ready for Purim with the days of Shovim in between. And that's all hinted in the Velo Erev Yichalek Sholol in the Bracha of Binyamin, who Mordechai and Esther come from. Sholol is the booty, the loot. Sholol is Begamatria Shoivivim. Velo Erev Yichalek Sholol, Velo Erev, Rashi says, is when the sun sets through Nebuchadnezzar. When things get bleak, when things get dark, through Nebuchadnezzar, which was today. Today was the day when Yerushalayim was placed in a siege. But it ended with Yichalek Sholol, as Rashi says, with Purim. Because Purim is when Bovel had their downfall. That's when Vashti dies. When Vashti died, she was the last descendant of Bavel. V'chrati l'Bavel Shem, as the Gemara in Megillah said, that it was necessary in order for the Nes of Purim to happen, that Bavel should get their Mapola, and then the Nes of Purim happens. So by the party, Vashti gets killed. Vashti is punished for not coming to the party the way Achashverosh wants her to come, and that leads to the Nes of Purim. V'lo erev yichalek sholol. This bracha that was given to Binyamin here, the last words of Yaakov Avinu are about Purim. But in those words, you also have Asara B'Teves, Erev, Velo Erev Yichalek Sholol, and you have Shoivivim, because the days of Shoivivim, which start this coming week, next week, is always in between, sandwiched in between Asara B'Teves and Purim. And if the Hanukkah, we know, as we mentioned last week, goes until Asara B'Teves, we hope that it would illuminate the Asara B'Teves. We still don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but unfortunately today we did have to fast. So this is the week in which the tragedy of Teves occurred, as we said in the Slichas today, what happened today, what happened yesterday, the death of Ezra, the Torah being translated into Greek, that was Ches, the bad news that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they found that in Bavel and Hey Teves, and the birth of Oisei HaIsh. All of these tragedies were closings, they were concealments, like the Parsha Stuma. Yerushalayim was enclosed, it was sieged, like this Parsha Stuma. Yaakov Avinu is buried, what's that called? It's called Stimas HaGoylel. In Chazal, when a person like Elena was buried and the earth is filled up until the top, that's called Stimas HaGoylel, the closing of the earth. That's like the end, Stimas HaGoylel. Goylel actually has the word Gal in it. So Stimas HaGoylel also means, no, it's the Gal, the revelation, is now concealed. There's no revelation now. Yaakov is buried. The Marasa Machpelah closes up in this week's parasha. The Marasa Machpelah opened up in Parshas Chayesara. That's when Avram buys a plot for Sarah. He buys a plot for himself. This week, it closes by Yechi. It comes to an end. Because after Yaakov is buried there, that's it. No one else can be buried there. So it's closed till Tchias HaMeisim. Just like after Chanukah, we enter the period of Teves, the month of Teves, the month of Choshech, the month of Din, the month of Dan, where all the revelation that we experienced comes to an end. That's why the Pasuk tells us, Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, the days of Yisrael came close to death. It was the days of Yisrael come to an end. Why does it call him Yisrael here? For it starts off, Vayichi Yaakov, then Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael. Yisrael is always the name that is used when we're talking about the higher level, the more spiritual. The days of spirituality now come to an end. Beginning with Elul. From Elul you had Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Chanukah, till Zois Chanukah, you could say, till Asara B'Teves. Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Now we plummet into the days of Yaakov. We leave Yisrael, which is the higher days, all these days of elevation that we had, starting really with Chamisha Asa Ba'av, all the way till the last day of Chanukah. Now comes to an end, and for a few weeks we have to grapple with the darkness of Choshech, of Teves, and deal with Teves, and then we have Shoivim, and then of course Tu B'Shvat comes, and then we go up again. But right now, we are in days of darkness. So this parasha helps us deal with it. Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. And we have to infuse life, because Teves is sort of a dead month. It's like interesting. The parasha talks about the death of Yaakov, the death of Yosef, but it's called Vayichi. The parasha is not talking about life. This parasha is talking about death, but it's called life. A yid has to bring life wherever he goes. And as we enter the month of Teves, and we don't have a Yom Tov anymore right now, and Chanukah is behind us, and now we have to deal with dark days, days that seem to be dead. We read Vayichi. No, you got to take all that life that you were given in the previous months, starting with Chamisha Asav Av, Elul, Tishrei, all of that. Now you have to take it with us into these dark moments of the Leilei Teves or Aruchim, beginning especially after Asara B'Teves. So says the Imrei Noyam. The Imrei Noyam says, very interesting, something that I haven't found anywhere else in any Svarim to talk about this. He says that Teves really was destined for greatness. The month of Teves was supposed to be actually the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was supposed to be the month of Makas Bechoris. Because he says the Makas started in Nisan. So that if the Makas, each Makas was a month, 1 week and then 3 weeks of mourning. So it started in Nisan. Nisan was Dam. Iyar is Tzvardeya. So the last one, which is Choshech, ends up being in Kislev. So, but we didn't go out of Mitzrayim till Nisan. So Teves, Shvat, Adar were left without any Makas. I guess it was time for the Jews to prepare to leave. But there were no Makas during these 3 months. He said, based on the way, the order of things, if Makas Choshech was in Kislev, which that's why it says, and for all the B'nai Yisrael, there was light, that's Chanukah, Kislev. So Makas Bechoris should be in Teves. But it didn't happen in Teves. So he says, Teves is destined to be the month that the nations will fall. The nations will fall in Teves. The plague of the firstborns, the nations that consider themselves now the firstborns, Esav, Yishmael, will get their downfall in Teves. Now, Teves will get what it deserved. It was supposed to be the month of Makas Bechoris. It was supposed to be the month that we were supposed to leave Mitzrayim. It'll be the month of Aschalta the Geula. In fact, in a way, Chanukah extends into Teves. The last day of Chanukah is in Teves, and as we mentioned in our Rosh Chodesh here, what the Shem Shmuel says, is that Esav was killed Rosh Chodesh Teves, the first day of Teves, which Teves is the month of Esav, as it says in Zohar, and he was killed Rosh Chodesh Teves, that's when Yaakov was buried. Yaakov was buried in the Maris Machpelah the same day that Esav was killed, as we know it was the same day, as the Gemara says in Saita, Rashi brings in the Pashas told us. So it comes out Rosh Chodesh Teves, the first day of Teves, which the Rosh of the month encompasses the entire month, which incidentally was the same day that Ahasuerus married Esther. And we know Ahasuerus in the Megillah is Hashem, Esther is the Jewish people. And Hashem unites with us on Rosh Chodesh Teves. Esav is killed, Yaakov is buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Now, those who are buried in the Maris HaMachpelah are those who are considered firstborns. Only the firstborns can be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. The Chassam Sofer says, I believe we mentioned this once, and Parshas told us, when Yaakov asked Esav to sell him the firstborn right, what did he actually mean? Sell me what? He was asking to buy from him his right in the Maris HaMachpelah. Michra Kayoim es b'chayros chali, says the Chassam Sofer. What's Kayoim? The day of my death. He said, when I die, Yaakov says,
and I want to be buried in the Marsa Machpelah. I don't want you to contest it, because I deserve to be buried there. I really should be the Bechor, not you. You're not spiritual. You don't want to be part of all of this. And Esav gives it to him with no problem. But of course, later on, as we all know what the Gemara says in Saita, that Esav tries to prevent Yaakov from being buried there, because later Esav contests the Bechor, the Bracha. He's angry that Yaakov took away the Bracha from him. And he complains to Yitzchak, you know, he also took away the Bechor from me, but you sold it to him willingly. You had no problem. You were so hungry that day. All you wanted was the soup, the Adoshim, and you had no problem. Yeah, he was young then. It didn't interest him then. But then when he got older, he realized what he gave up. So he tries to prevent Yaakov from being buried in the Marsa Machpelah when Rosh Chodesh Teves. So he gets killed that day. That's Makas Bechairis. He is a Bechor. He was the physical Bechor. He gets killed Rosh Chodesh Teves. Yaakov is buried in the Marsa Machpelah on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is on Hanukkah this month. Meaning that this is the month, really, that it becomes recognizable, becomes clear who the Bechor is. Now, in the parasha here, there's a discussion going on between Yaakov and Yosef as far as who should get the bracha first, Ephraim or Menashe. We all know the famous story, all the children bring it home when they come from kindergarten with the hands being switched. So Yosef says, of course, Yaakov, put your right hand on Menashe and your left hand on Ephraim. He's the younger one. And Yaakov says no, and he knows what he's doing. Sikel es yodav ki Menashe ha-bechor. He says, yodati b'ni yodati, I know exactly what I'm doing. Ki Menashe ha-bechor, that's true. I know the Menashe is the bechor, physically. But I am appointing Ephraim, because Ephraim is greater. Ephraim is more spiritual. Bechor is not genetic. It's not only genetic. Bechor you have to deserve. Now, after this story, Yaakov says to Yosef, I'm going to die, and I'm giving you, I'm giving you one more portion than your brothers. It means either one more portion, or it means literally the city of Shechem, that I took away from the Amori with my sword and my bow. Now Rashi says two pshatim. One is it means the city of Shechem, which he gave to Yosef as a reward for promising to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So Shechem was a special reward to Yosef, where Yosef is buried. But then the second pshat Rashi says is, what we're going to mention here now, is Shechem means portion. He quotes here a pasuk in a few places. Until Kitishisei Shechem, Achalak Shechem, Shechem Echad. The extra portion that the firstborn gets, I'm giving that to you. And where did I get it from? Asher lakachti miyad ha'emoiri. Who's that? Esav. Who sha'asa ma'isa emoiri. That I took from him. B'charbi v'kashli. Chachmasi u'tfilasi. So what's Yaakov telling Yosef? What is he explaining to him? You're wondering why I'm giving Ephraim precedence before Menashe. Why am I blessing him first? Why is he being zeichet to go first before Menashe when it comes to the Golem, when it comes to the Chanukah Sanasiyim? I did the same thing to you. I took the Bechor away from Reuven, and I gave it to you, and I took away the Bechor from Esav, and I got it. That's what I'm giving you. I'm giving you what I took away from Esav. Esav was really the Bechor. Reuven is really the Bechor. Menashe is really the Bechor. But all this fits now very well. It goes together. You're wondering why I'm giving Ephraim before Menashe. Well, what do you think I did for you? What do you think happened to me? The same Bechor that I took away from Esav. You're getting it, not Reuven. And that I'm giving to Ephraim. So in other words, Bechor you have to deserve. The Goyim, throughout history, the Goyim today as well, they claim they're the first. They're the right children of God. Yishmael, certainly they say they're first. Yishmael was older than Yitzchak. Esav was older than Yaakov. But that doesn't make you a Bechor. It's Hashem decides who's the Bechor. Whoever gets the Bracha, Bracha Oisius Bechora. Yaakov took it away from Esav. Yaakov got the Bracha from Yitzchak. Yishmael's not even part of Am Yisrael. And then later in history, when it went from Reuven to Yosef, we know Reuven didn't even contest it. Reuven gave it up. Reuven was willing to that. We know that he agreed with it. I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, but he agreed with it. He didn't complain. In fact, he even wanted to save Yosef from the pit. That's how great he was, even though he knew that his Bechor was given to Yosef. And here it was given to Ephraim. So, that extra portion that the oldest son gets, you're getting, and I got it from Esav, even though I was second, he's older, because that's how it works with Bechor. We read this always in the month of Teves. Says the Imrei Noyam, he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf Aleph. That kapitel is talking about Mashiach. Hashem ba'ozcha yismach melech, u'vishuozcha mayogel ma'oid. So there's a pasuk, Sekademenu Birchais Toiv. Is Rosh Teves? Teves. Sekademenu Birchais Toiv. Backwards is Teves. What does Sekademenu Birchais Toiv mean? That the good, the blessings of good shall precede him. That's why it's talking about Mashiach will be zeichet to all the brachas, and he's toiv. And that's Rosh Teves, Teves. Teves is a difficult month. Teves is a dark month. Teves is the month of Churban. Teves is the month of, that we have Asara b'Teves, Aschalta de Puranusa, but yet we're being told Teves is Rosh Teves, Tekademenu, Birchais Toiv, because it's really good. Now, where does it say the word good in Chumash for the first time? And that's always the source of every word. The word Toiv is mentioned in Chumash for the first time at the beginning of Bereishis. It's the 33rd word of Chumash. We start from the word Bereishis. That's what Lag B'Omer is hinted ki yadua at B'nai Yisoscha. Vayar Elohim Esar ki Toiv, which Teves is rooted in Toiv. What's that Toiv talking about, says Rashi? The hidden light. The hidden light that was concealed, closed, because of the Rishayim. There's going to be a Churban. The Beis HaMikdash is closed. What happens in Teves? The Torah is closed. The Torah was now going through a concealment because it was translated into Greek. And we read now about the passing of Yaakov, a parsha stuma. The good is concealed. So what's the job of a yid? What does a yid have to do? All the Sfarim speak about this, and every chassidus should say, and I'm sure the other Sfarim speak about it too, that we have to reveal the good in everything. Because everything really is good. It's just, it's concealed. There's a covering around it. There's an arla. There's a concealment. There's a stima. But our job is to break the barrier, to break that concealment. Because if we reveal the inner good that every one of us has, that brings closer eventually that which we perceive as ra is really good. What did Yosef say to the Shvatim? In this parasha at the end, he says to them, you thought bad. Va'atem chashavtem olai ra'a. In other words, your intention was to do bad to me. You wanted to kill me. You wanted to sell me as a slave. But Elokim chashava l'toiva. What you wanted to do bad, Hashem made it good. It's really good. And it really is good. Whatever you did to me was for my benefit. And it all ended up being good. Yosef stresses this. He says this in Parashas Vayigash. He says it again here in Vayichi. And that's the message. As we enter this month of Teves, the month of concealment, a yid has to know it's really good. It's really Teves. It's Teves. It's really good. We don't see it right now. Our job is to reveal it. Elokim chashava l'toiva is b'gematria melech ha-mashiach. Because Mashiach is going to reveal in every incident and every episode and every part of history that everything was really good. Everything we all go through, every one of us goes through difficulties in life. There's no one that has a smooth sailing. And we all have complained that sometimes. You can't help it. But a yid has to know everything is really good. The more you believe that and the more you reveal it, the faster and the closer you will get to actually see it. That's interesting because the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves, as we spoke about, Rosh Chodesh Teves, and still Teves, is from the last letters of the words in Kapitel Lamed Dalet of Tehillim, which is really the 33rd Kapitel, because the Gemara says in Brachos that Aleph and Beis of Tehillim is really one Mizmor. So if you count it as one Mizmor, so that means Lamed Dalet is really Lamed Gimel. That's the famous, Avorcha es Hashem b'chol eis, tomit tehilosai b'fi, b'Hashem tisalav, gadalu l'Hashem iti, Unaroyma Moshemoy. Those four words, La Hashem Iti, Unaroyma Moshemoy, Sefer Teves, Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards. You're supposed to have that in mind when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Kadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh has on the bottom in some Siddurim. Does Stalin have it? And Beis Hanavi Yisrael. Some Siddurim have it on the bottom that every Chodesh has its particular Tzir of Shem Havayah. So the combination of Hashem's name for Teves is Hashem's his name backwards, the last letters of La Hashem Iti. It's Hey Yud. Backwards means midas adim, concealment. But what is it talk? What's this pasuk talking about? It's about praising Hashem, thanking and praising Hashem, that because everything is good. That purposely this month where things seem so bad, such concealment in this month, the birth of Christianity. You couldn't have more. Not more. There's no more concealment than that. How many Jews suffered as a result of that? Ad hayoyim hazeh. The birth of Isaiah Ish is b'gematria Chodesh Teves, because it happened in Chodesh Teves. All the concealments and that which we fasted about today are really good. You have to praise and thank Hashem for everything. And that was David HaMelech's Chiddush. David, unlike Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is being chastised here for complaining, and he loses 33 years of his life. Because he said, my life was bad. He said, Ma'at viraim. The lohi sigu, Rashi says, betoiva. They didn't reach in good like my forebears. So he loses 33 years of his life as a result. Now, how many years does he live? 147. So the Balaturim says, and David HaMelech made Tehillim that has 147 kapitlach. It really has 150, but because two of them I really want, and there's another two that I want, so it's 147. What does that have to do with Yaakov? Because David HaMelech does the opposite. Just as Yaakov suffered his whole life, David, we all know, suffered. David suffered a lot. He lost children, and his own child rebels against him. And how does he say that? Mizmar le David bevarchem k'nav shalom b'no. He doesn't say, the Gemara says, it should have said, kino le David. It should be a lamentation. Not a psalm. This is a song to thank Hashem that your son rebelled against you. He's singing and dancing that his son rebelled against him. Because he recognized, that's also good. Even if I don't see it, it's good. I'm thanking Hashem for that too. The whole Tehillim is that. The whole Tehillim is you're thanking Hashem for every situation. Everything is really good. Even though I don't see it right now, it's good. And not just that eventually it'll be good. It's good now too. So I don't see it. That's my problem. But it's good. I'm thanking God. The Mishnah in Brach is Chayiv Adam Levorech Al Horo'o Kishem Shum Levorech Al HaTayv. It's difficult. All of us are on that Madrega. The Rambam adds, you have to make the Brach Al Horo'o Besimcha, like you do. In other words, a person, Rachman Al-Aslan, has to make a Baruch Dayan O'Emes or some other Brach on something difficult with the same joy as he would make it on something good that's clearly good. Because really everything is good. Just we don't see it exactly. That which is openly good is Yudkei Vavkei. And that which is concealed is Elikim. The combination of Hashem's name of Teves is La Hashem Iti Unaraimim Hashemai. Yudkei Vavkei. Meaning it is good. Even though you don't see it, it's good now. Now, it's interesting too. The Avodas Yisrael, that's the Koshnitz of Magid, says that if you'll notice, in Parshas Miketz, it never says once Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. In Parshas Vayigash, not once does it say Yud Kevavke. Finally, in Parshas Vayichi, it says it. You know where? In the Bracha of Don. It's among those psukim that only have three words that many have a minute to say them every Motzei Shabbos. It's a school to say these psukim that have only three words. A pasuk that probably everyone says before they go to sleep anyway, besides HaMalach HaGoyel, which is in this parasha. Lishuascha Kivisi Havaya. Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, mentioned for the first time in the last few parashas. And where is this bracha said to Don? Don is Teves. Teves corresponds to Don, the lowest of all the Shvatim. And yet in his bracha, Yaakov Avinu says, Lishu Oscha Kivisi Hashem. Things get so bad that the only thing that's keeping us going is that we know that Hashem will bring the Yeshua. Lishu Oscha Kivisi Hashem. To your Yeshua Hashem, I hope, I have faith. And that's in the bracha of Don, which Don is Teves. Dafke in Teves, the lowest month, like Don is the lowest of all the Shvatim. The Shem Havaya is being revealed. The Shem La Hashem Iti in the Reim of Hashem. We have to thank Hashem. Teves Sekadmenu Birchais Toiv. That really it's good. And clearly, whatever negative, whatever concealment happened in this month will be Zeichet to the opposite. The revelation will happen in this month. The Aschalta de Geula will be in this month. This is the month in which Yerushalayim was closed. This is the month when it'll open. That's why the same parasha that starts closed ends open. It ends with a psicha. It ends with entering Sefer Shemotz, which is Sefer HaGeula. In this parasha we have the Goyel Rishon, Goyel Achron, Ad Ki Yavoi Shiloi. The Chidah says, Chazak, Chazak, Veniz Chazek. This parasha is Chazak. The parasha gives us Chizuk. We always read a Chazak in a difficult time. Vayichi and Teves. Matos Masai during the 3 weeks. And Bahar B'chukaisai is in Sfira. Every time during a difficult period, there's always a Shabbos Chazak, giving us Chizuk. So the Chidah says, three times the word Chizuk, Chazak, 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 is B'gematria Moshe. Because it's 115 times 3 is 345. Moshe is equal to 345. What's the Chizuk? What's giving us Chizuk? Then the Chizuk was, Moshe's coming, don't worry. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu. We just lost the Yaakov, we just lost the Yosef, like what's going to be? There's going to be a Redeemer. Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming. The same thing with us. Mashiach is going to come. Mashiach is the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Zohar says, Moshe is Rosh HaTevis, Mashe Hoya, Hu Sheyihiyeh. What he was is what he will be. He's a Levi. That's the famous kasha that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks. How could he be Mashiach if he's a Levi? He thought it's the Neshama, whatever the Pshat is. But then, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek, Now also chazak, chazak, v'niz chazak. And we're very, very close. It's very clear that we're very, very close. All the signs are pointing to it, as we mentioned throughout the years, and especially this year of Mitzvah Shviyas. As the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shviyas ben David ba, Tov Shinayin Vav, this year, Shuvu Banim Shaivavim, which is coming now, the weeks of Shaivavim. Shuvu Banim Shaivavim is Begamatria Tov Shinayin Vav. This is the ultimate Shaivavim. We shouldn't have to come on to the Tikkun of Shaivavim, but this is the ultimate Shaivavim this year. Shuvu Banim Shaivavim, Begamatria Tov Shinayin Vav. Va'atem chashavtem olai ra'a, Elokim chashava l'toiva. Whatever we perceive as bad is all good. Everything is good. It's all part of our tikkun ha-nefesh. We all go through things in our life, and every time we complain or we don't complain, whatever, we think things we shouldn't think. But a yid has to know, at the end of the day, it's all part of our tikkunim. It's all part of the tikkun ha-nefesh. Every single yid has, any yisurin that a person has in this world will protect them from yisurin in the next. Plus other, there's obviously more and more. We don't understand everything. We don't have the knowledge to understand Hashem's ways. At the end, we will. At the end, we will. The Navi Yeshaya says, Oitcha Hashem ki anafta bi, that I'll praise you, Hashem, that you were angry at me. What does that mean? Then I'll understand why you were angry at me. And I'll thank you then. I'll say, oh, why didn't I realize it? So now is the time to realize it. Not enough to wait till then. La Hashem iti in the Reim of Hashemai. So Teves is a month of tremendous potential. It's supposed to be a month of Makas Bechiris is supposed to happen in Teves. The Geula really was supposed to happen in Teves. So it was pushed off, similar to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov could have brought the Geula at that time, but it was pushed off. He wanted to be Megala the Ketz. He couldn't be Megala the Ketz. But so what do we learn from that? So he wanted to do it, he couldn't do it, so therefore what does that have to do with us? We have to reveal the Ketz. That means the Ketz is here. The fact that he wanted to reveal the Ketz means the Ketz is in Parshas Vayechi. The Ketz is in our generation. Ad ki yavai shilei is in Parshas Vayechi. And every one of us has to reveal our own Ketz, our own nitzitz of Mashiach. And that's going to bring the revelation of B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. We are Hashem's firstborn. We are the goat. Mazel Gedi, the mazel of Teves is a goat, Gedi. The little goat that Moshe Rabbeinu ran after, which we read in next week's parasha, which is also always read in Teves. The little goat that everyone gave up on. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the true leader of the Jewish people, ran after that little goat, because even that little goat counts. Every Jew counts. Moshe Rabbeinu brings that Gedi back into the fold. And that's when Hashem says to the Malachim, he's going to be the Redeemer. He's going to be the man of Israel, because he cares about every Jew, even the little goat, even the one Jew strays, he tries to bring him back too. Because Klal Yisrael are compared to a Gedi. Like a one little goat among 70 wolves that are trying to eat that one goat. And then at the end, the one goat survives. We are Hashem's firstborn. Am Yisrael Chai. Through all the persecutions, we're still here. The biggest nes, as the Bank of Emden said, that the biggest nes in history is that it's not Kriyas Yamsuf. It's the fact that the Jews still survive. And he said that in the 1600s. Before the persecution, before the Holocaust, and today it's even a bigger nace that we're still here. That's the biggest proof, the greatest proof that we are Hashem's firstborn. We are the true descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Vayechi, Am Yisrael, Chai. We're still alive. In Mitzrayim, Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Golus. Mitzrayim is Meitzar. Even in the most difficult Golus, the Jews survived. Vayechi, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. We should be zeichetaka that this month should turn into a month of toiv begilui, that we should see it. It should be open for everyone to understand. It should be revealed. And then we'll be zeichet to see Yaakov and Yosef and all the great tzaddikim. Chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek. And may we, hopefully that today was the last fast. The Chassam Sofer writes in the drushes that on Asara B'Teves, it's decided whether or not there's going to be a Tisha B'Av. And that was, the decision was made today. Hopefully, that there's not going to be a Tisha B'Av. I say a Tisha B'Av. The decision is made on Asara B'Teves, because Asara B'Teves is before the Churban happened. It was just the war was surrounded. It could have gone either way. So every year it's the same thing. Asara B'Teves is the time to remember. Spalo says, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that the upcoming fast, Shavuot B'Teves, Tisha B'Av, Tzav Gedalia, should not be Seir days. And as the Rambam ends off Hilchos Tainis, that these Tainesim are Asidim Libotel Limois HaMashiach. The loy oid el sheyehofchu. Not only they won't be seir days, not just that, they will be transformed into yomim tovim, as the Navi Zechariah says, Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim Achamishi, Tzayim Ashvi, Tzayim Haasiri, Yihiyu, Lebeis Yehuda, Lesosayim, Lesimcha, Lemayadim Toivim, Vahemes Vahashalom Ahevu, as the Rambam ends off with his tiny, is the end of all Tainesim, it should be the end of all Tainesim, and we should be Zeichet to the Geula, the new Sefer, Sefer Shemai, Sefer Geula, but spend the weeks of Shaivim in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. Good evening.